that place, everyone was there every daily.
Yeah, I had to go. I went down there to the library in Jersey City just to get those articles. I was looking for that information and, you know, whatever newspaper clippings I could find. I had it only on microfilm.
What's crazy to me is that I ran into the fire when we were running around in the hallway, and my mother grabbed me by the collar of my shirt and pulled me out. Because I was ready to run down the stairs, and the whole staircase was on fire. And she just reached in and pulled me out, and my forehead and my hair was burned. And then we ran the other way, and it looked like, you know, somebody purposely blocked the door, the fire escape doors. I just seen a lot of people jumping out the windows, landing on the floor. My brother caught a baby.
I want to talk about before the fire. Somebody before the fire has said to me, you know, I think you should move out of there. You know?
This was like a day before the fire?
Yeah, you know? Pinter, his name was Frank. He owned the bar. He owned the building. My husband used to work for him, and he liked him, you know. He said he was a very good worker, and he liked my husband.
Yeah, my dad wasn't around when we moved there. He passed away a couple of years before we moved there. Right. Right?
Yeah. So, a year and a half.
Okay.
When I went to ask him for an apartment in the hotel, he said, yeah, I told your husband, you know, that if anything should happen, you know, that, you know, I would let you stay here, you know, because I was looking for an apartment.
Five rooms per floor, and you
well,
have five floors,
the names.
You know?
Yeah.
You have five
rooms. Five floors?
It was five floors.
We were on the third.
We were on the third, because you had the bar, then you had the one that we went up the stairs twice. So I knew exactly. We were on the same floor that we were on 10th floor, the third floor. And so you had a little row of apartments. Each floor had three apartments.
Yeah, but technically,
you know?
It was a hotel.
But it was a hotel.
Depending on what
you
wanted,
like
it
one
for,
room,
you know?
Little kitchen, and a bathroom.
Yeah,
it was like a hotel.
But
so
it was like the railroad
like kitchen, right? Like
but
little,
it went
little
up,
small railroads.
It went up this way.
You know.
You know, it didn't
you
go
have
this
five
way.
It was you walk in. The bathroom,
and,
kitchen, room.
Right.
That's
as
it.
Soon as you walk in, you got the bathroom, and then you got this little kitchen, like the size of this here, and then the living room. That was a size, living room, bedroom, the size of like that kitchen. Yeah.
And he was staying there.
Okay.
And so when the fire happened, I think she's the one that noticed it.
Yeah, I got up in the
middle
of the night.
She's the one that broke the door down because it was nailed in.
Yeah.
Carmen wakes up.
Got a beer?
It was 13.
Because she was cold. So she woke me up and said, Mom, cold, you know, where are the blankets? Or something like that. Anyway, so she went to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And
there's a little closet
smoke.
Door's right there.
Because here's the bathroom and here's the door.
Right across.
Yeah. So she saw smoke.
2 feet from there.
And she came over, she says, Mom, there's smoke, you know? So I got up real quick and I woke up Charlie. I don't know if I woke you up.
Yeah, you woke me up.
I woke you up? Mm-hmm. Okay, see, I remember that. I know, because he was the littlest one, you know, so you always watch out for the small ones. You know?
Yeah.
More. So we started out and those two were going towards the
fire
balcony.
Escape.
Yeah, ice skate.
Us two.
And this one there was going towards the fire.
Going down, he's going downstairs because he was half sleeping.
So. That's where the fire was coming up.
Yeah.
It was all red because I remember when we were walking towards the fire escape, you couldn't see nothing. It's like walking with your eyes closed. But when you turn around, it looks like hell coming up. It's all red fire, just blazing.
And you gotta understand,
coming up the fire escape.
The way this
building, I went like this, and I was like.
And this fire spread
see none
really,
until she opened the door.
This fire
then
spread
the
really,
went.
Really quick because all the floor, walls, and everything was covered with carpet. It was all red, burgundy carpet.
It's an old building.
All around, the whole building. You know, all inside was all covered with all, you know, like wallpaper.
Yeah.
It was wallpaper with carpet.
Yeah, it was
all
material,
red velvet.
It was like material walls.
Material.
It's a hotel.
So that fire was running, you know, really, really, really fast. When we went out the door,
they didn't even need gas.
Me and John went out the door, and my mom said, go on outside to the fire escape. So when we went out, we see the red amber on the right-hand side, that's where the staircase was at, coming up. So me and John, we go the opposite way to the fire escape. We knew that the maintenance guys or whatever, they nailed that door shut because we would always go out the fire escape and play on the fire escape. So they didn't want us doing that. So they nailed those doors shut. You know, so me and John, we were trying to think, and I kicked that door, and it came open, you know? Yeah. So we went on out. My mom wasn't right behind me because she went to get Charlie, because when Charlie came out the door, he went the opposite way.
Wow.
And that's when she just went and grabbed him. You couldn't mm-hmm. see it. She just grabbed him, brought him back, and then she went out the door. Alex, he was coming out and decided he wanted to turn around because he wanted to go get his briefcase with his papers, you know?
Yeah.
So he went back. Too late.
Paperwork.
When he went to come back out, the fire was past the door, you know? Mm-hmm. So he had to jump out the window.
I don't know if you jumped with me. There was a little kid, when we first came out, there was a kid or kids, I don't know where they came from. It could have been on our, when me and my sister came out, there was kids on a fire escape. They were trying to pull the fire escape.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it comes in.
Like latches. You gotta
pull it up, pull it out, and pull it down.
Right.
Kids, they're like, yeah. So what I did, I'm like, three, four years old. And I pulled the gate down.
Right.
And I'm trying to help them down, but there was so many of them. I'm like, I said, okay, I got an idea.
They both
so
them
we had the fire escape there, and there was
around.
A roof there. So we jumped from the fire escape to the roof. So this way these kids can take, you know, do the fire escape. And
yeah.
while, you know, we take another
yeah,
way out.
Storage room.
So, yeah, we jumped on to that roof, and then from the roof, we jumped down. Then from there, I was helping the kids down from the fire escape because there was just like, I helped
escape.
The other kids from the
fire
escape,
the fire escape.
And then when we came to the front, a kid came down. I caught him, but then another one hit the floor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mind was just like,
mm-hmm.
no.
You got 14 straight.
Really?
That's it.
Like how?
It was
like
I was just focused on the fire and trying to save people. If you were to ask me my name, I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
just
you ask me what date of birth.
Autopilot.
That's it.
And it's like, you know, he was yeah. helping with the kids coming down the fire escape. When yeah. I came out, I was just so shocked. I was just staring,
mm-hmm.
staring.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even
move or something.
Feel like I couldn't even do anything. You know, instincts just didn't pop in. He was just like trying to get the kids off of the thing. And I was just standing there just looking. And I see these kids like falling and see people
yeah.
out in the windows
some
just throwing kids
start,
out. And
mother,
our next door neighbors right on the
burning.
Same floor that
yeah.
we were coming through didn't even survive. The family that mm-hmm. we lived when we were going down the hallway to the fire escape, you had the family on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
There was the mother and two kids. And then you had the old couple that was on the right. None of them survived. We were the only ones that survived on that
floor.
You know,
and
even the ones
and
behind
everybody
us.
Stairs,
that the
they
other
all
two
burned because
yeah.
they couldn't open that door that was nailed shut.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they had to throw kids out the window. Yeah.
Yeah, a certain smell. Anytime
mm-hmm.
we go to like hotels and we go somewhere,
mm-hmm.
we don't want to be above the third floor.
Yeah.
I can never live.
My mom said
anything mm-hmm. above, like
sick.
You know.
My mom said
just effects of that tragedy and this knowing that. We were in a fire 1 year and the next year, both tragic fires
mm-hmm.
that changed, altered our lives, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Neighbors dying, the people
yeah,
that
our
we
friends
were
that we were hanging out with.
That we were hanging out
the
with,
floor,
dying,
just,
that you know that you just played with them yesterday. And
what
are
the odds of my whole family surviving?
Just the, yeah, and then all of us getting
and,
out.
And,
that,
one family
and what,
that
what
whole
really
family.
What
yeah.
really got me
except
was,
for one girl
yeah.
that came home to
I was
find
studying.
Out. There was
yeah,
one,
she had the picture of her.
There was,
yeah.
a, there was one girl that was out to come back to find out her whole family's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
She
and
went
then,
out, you know, then, you know, she's of age. She went out dancing, having a good time. She came back dead.
And you know, it's funny because it still hits.
That's her whole family that died.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the
with
girl?
Yeah, yeah. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And the thing
the
is that
building.
You know even to
now.
Even to today, you still have those thoughts. Still, you still have the nightmares.
Yeah.
Still have little things in our lives that we change because of it. You know, and you always wonder if that fire didn't happen, if the one in 1040 didn't happen, where will we be at now? It our lives would be different. I know it would be different.
I was going to go to my sister's baptism in Monroe. That's a Jewish community,
yeah.
and they didn't want the witnesses there, you know, but we had a Kingdom Hall there. And I had a white dress. That dress didn't burn. I didn't understand that. The whole building and even
burned.
Fell
yeah.
in
yeah.
a white dress.
It was in
the
drawer.
It didn't
burn.
It was
the next day to that.
It was white, but it was...
You still have the dress?
No, it was all smoke on it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it was,
so the
yeah,
sister just said, I'm going to take it. I'm going to get all the smell out and thing. And she did. It was white, like new.
Yeah.
You know? But I didn't get to use it for the baptism because that was the day. Because baptism, Jehovah's Witnesses baptism take place only on Saturday. So it had to be either Thursday or Friday that that fire happened.
Yeah. But that was something else that dress
didn't burn.
Yeah.
Out of everything
and
that was there.
I think I had
there.
A cassette in there too.
Uh-huh. And my father's conga. I have it in my house.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Conga.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was two of them because I had one and you had one. And,
yeah.
You know.
There's only one.
I winded up. Yeah.
And she got all the smell out and the smoke off the dress, you know, and I didn't get to use it. I mean, I got to use it eventually, but
right.
Not to her baptism.